Welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we have a conversation about faith and how to integrate our faith into all the areas of our lives. On this show, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're already a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still skeptical about faith, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing from the Word of God. So that's what we do on this show. We like to share the Word, and we pray that God will open up your hearts to receive the words today and also give you new eyes to see and ears to hear in Jesus' name. We have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes now, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please check it out when you get a chance, and let us know if you have any prayer requests. We'd love to pray for you no matter what you're going through. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with today's guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. On Saturday, September 29th, the 2018 Women's Health Awareness Celebration, Stay Healthy, Be Happy, Be Active, will be held at Mount Zion First African Baptist Church from 9 a.m. to 12. There will be free health screenings and women's health topics will be discussed. On September 28th at Old Trail Golf Club, the 4Kids Golf Tournament are raising funds for abused and neglected children in the community. Visit PCASA.org for more information. Wood Ridge Farm Brewery will host a benefit on Sunday, September 30th from 12 to 8 p.m. Come and support the House Project. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@monticellomedia.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Pray and Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today, we have my good friend Peter Sorensen. Peter is a local area businessman, also a great man of faith and a terrific friend. Peter, thanks for coming on the program again.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
You're a veteran of this show, so I appreciate it. You're one of those guys that I can reach out to with very little notice and say, will you hop on? So I appreciate that very much. Thanks for being on. Today's topic, timely as it is we are going to talk about this. We can talk about anything you want to talk about, but primarily we're going to talk about the storms of life. Given Hurricane Florence is wrecking havoc this weekend up and down the East Coast and more, one just thought it would be appropriate to touch in about a little bit of what does the Bible say about storms? What protection as believers do we have from storms? And so, Peter, I'm going to hand it off to you and see what kind of initial thoughts you have about the storms of life.
Well, you know, Jeff, I'm sure you've heard it said that either we're in the middle of a storm, we are coming out of a storm, or getting ready to go into a storm. And that's just kind of life as a human being. Now, I know that sounds a little bit pessimistic, but if you read through Scripture, you can see that there's actually a purpose in many of the storms that we experience. And the Bible is full of promises for those who are going through the challenges of life. Mm-hmm. Full.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's dive into a little bit of Scripture. Is there one in particular you want to crank into?
Well, there are a lot on suffering, and certainly Jesus is our example, and mm-hmm. he certainly suffered. But there are any number of wonderful verses. Second Corinthians 1:3-4. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God.
I found that to be true.
Yes. Yeah, it's the same promise that you would give to your own child as a loving father, that, you know, son, daughter, life is difficult. It's tough. And I think we do our children a disservice to give them the fantasy that life is going to be easy. Mm-hmm. Life is not easy. Life is a challenge, but I will be there with you. Mm-hmm. I will go through this trouble with you. I will comfort you. And to the degree that I can help, I will help.
Mm-hmm. And I really, what jumps out at me on this verse is the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in trouble. So in other words, God touches us and changes us and fills us with the Holy Spirit, fills us with his presence so that we can go out and be the hands and feet of Christ going forward.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And when we are in the storm of life, whatever that may be, we want to know that the person giving us counsel has been through something similar. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like getting marital advice from somebody who's never been married, right? Mm-hmm. They're really not qualified. So those experiences qualify us to help those around us.
Well, you just brought up something different. I'm gonna veer off of the storm for a second and then come back right after this. But we had this long discussion in this faith group that you and I are members of, and we were talking about the importance that Jesus went to the cross and Jesus suffered mightily on the cross. And I remember in this discussion just pondering about the fact that Jesus led by example. In other words, just as you were talking about somebody who's not married trying to give you marriage lessons or marriage advice, I believe it's the book of Hebrews that says, and they're talking about Jesus here, that because he himself suffered, and that's a big, big preposition, because he himself suffered, he is able to help us when we are suffering.
Yes.
So he gets it, and he leads by example on that. And when he stretches himself out on that cross, to me, it was the ultimate sign of, you know, this is as bad as life can get, right? This is humiliating. This is probably the worst way possible to die. But I still believe and I still have faith. It's sort of like he's modeling for us how to go through, and now it can bring it back to the storm, how to go through these horrific moments in our lives. He modeled out how to do that. Yes, oftentimes it's inexplicable things happen, but I still believe, and according to God's word in Romans chapter 8, it says we know that all things work for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So it has this way of showing us that our God did not just hit the ejector seat. And this was the other thing we talked about at this meeting, is that, you know, Elijah was called up on the chariots and taken up. And Jesus did not take the Elijah route.
That's right. Yeah, so the difference between the storms we go through and the suffering that he went through is that he chose to go through it.
Yes.
And it is very clear from Scripture that he could have called angels down to intervene, and he could have avoided the storms that we do everything we can to avoid, but he went through that. And he then comforts us through the Holy Spirit as we go through challenging times.
Let me read you another passage from, this is Matthew's gospel. This will be familiar to some of our listeners. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio, and Peter Sorensen is our guest today. This is Jesus in the storm. This is what Jesus does in the storm. And this is Matthew chapter 8. We pick it up at verse 23. It goes like this, and many of you have heard this story. When he got into the boat, his disciples followed him, and suddenly a violent storm arose on the sea, so that the boat was being covered by the waves, but Jesus was sleeping. And the disciples went and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we're going to die." He said to them, "Why are you afraid, you men of little faith?" Then he got up and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was great, and oh, now this is important. So he rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was at once a great and wonderful calm. The men wondered in amazement, saying, "What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Yeah, and part of that passage, in the beginning, the disciples look at Jesus and say, "Don't you care about us?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't you care that we're going to be swamped here in this
boat?
You're
sleeping.
You're sleeping, yes. And if they only knew who they were with. And I think they were also in that passage, they were astounded mm-hmm. that he had the authority to command the wind and the waves.
You know, there's something else that jumps out at me in this passage. There's many things, but it says, and suddenly. So the storm came up suddenly. And as one who has been through a storm that arose suddenly, I relate to that part of the passage. And suddenly, sometimes the storms have a lot of notice, and you see it on the radar, you see it coming. And sometimes, as the Bible says here in Matthew's gospel, and suddenly the storm comes.
Yeah, and he chose to go to sleep, even though he knew it was coming.
Yes. Yeah, amazing. And then... and then I do like the fact that, you know, the other disciples show their humanity. They were, Lord, save us. We're going to die. And then he says, why do you have such little faith? He got up, rebuked the wind. And then I love the ending here. And a great and wonderful calm and peacefulness came over. And I just think about that in terms of being able to walk through a storm with, you know, the way that Jesus modeled it is to walk through the storm and deal with the storm with peacefulness and calm. That takes a lot of faith to do that.
It does, but it's achievable.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely achievable.
What other passages jump out at you, Peter? Let's go to you. And we're heading to the break here, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a break in a couple of minutes here. But, Peter, tell me another passage on the storms of life.
Well, you reference Romans 8, mm-hmm. and here's one that's familiar to most. I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, there's a perspective that's available to the believer, to the Christian, that is above and beyond the storm. It's almost like the satellite image from space that sees the storm down there and allows us to not just consider ourselves in the middle of a storm with no purpose.
Mm-hmm.
God seems to have a purpose in the storms that we go through, even if we can't see it from that at that point mm-hmm. in time. So... God has a purpose in everything we go through, both the victories and the celebrations, but also the challenges and the storms and the suffering.
Hey, grab another one here before we take the break. This is also in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. Jesus says these words, "So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, yet it did not fall because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain fell, and the floods and torrents came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and great and complete was its fall."
And what you see in that passage, Jeff, is this wise man who looks at life itself and the truth that's presented to us in God's Word, and he makes the decision before the storm.
Mm.
To build his house on that rock.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to do. You can't start building the foundation of your house in the middle of the storm.
Mm, that's very well put. And this is a good stepping off spot. Peter, we're going to take a quick break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our guest, Peter Sorensen. Please stay with us.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Pope Francis met this week with the most senior bishops of the Catholic Church in America over the issue of clergy sexual abuse. One Vatican insider called it a crucial moment in the history of U.S. Catholicism. Christopher Hale, former Obama faith advisor.
We have a lot of work to do. This is a church on the brink of total disaster, and the future's not bright without monumental change to the Catholic Church here in the United States.
After the release of the Pennsylvania grand jury report and the incriminating letter from a former Vatican ambassador alleging cover-ups all the way to the Pope, the Catholic Church Church is reaching another watershed moment. To deal with the crisis head-on, Pope Francis has called for a synod with his top bishops from around the world. They'll gather in Rome in February. Father Gerald Murray of Holy Family Church in New York City believes the Church is not without hope.
People want answers and they don't want to wait. For me, this is a moment of difficulty for the Church, but it's not a moment of collapse. It's a moment for rebuilding trust in the people by actually answering questions.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
And in your hour of desperation, though you're not the only one, praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. With us on the program today is my good friend Peter Sorensen. We're talking about the storms of life. Peter, I want to go to one of my favorite passages when it comes to storms. I'm not going to read the whole passage, but our listeners have heard me talk about Psalm 91 quite a bit. Psalm 91 starts like this. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will remain secure and rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For He will save you from the trap of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you and completely protect you with His pinions, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. So I love how the psalmist talks about oftentimes that God Himself is His refuge and fortress and His protection.
Yes, and that's a constant theme in the Psalms. And what you see, Jeff, in that passage where the psalmist is instructing us to watch with your eyes, to see the storm, and to watch this thing around you as God kind of covers you with His wings. Mm-hmm. He protects you. There's another psalm that talks about Him putting us in the cleft of the rock. And I've experienced that, mm-hmm. and I know you have, and others have. And these things come upon us. Sometimes they come upon us by surprise. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're self-inflicted. Sometimes they're not. They just kind of come out of the blue. I remember a business situation I had, Jeff, years ago, more than 20 years ago. I owned a business in New York and had a right-hand person that worked directly for me who was very skilled. He was very qualified. And unbeknownst to me, this fellow had worked for probably more than a month to try to steal my business from me. He had my whole list of clients. He had my whole list of fees that we would charge our clients. He had all the inside information. And one day I was actually at a funeral and got a call from this fellow. And he said, "Well, I'm not coming in tomorrow." And I said, "Really?" I said, "Why?" He said, I'm quitting and I'm setting up a business to compete against you." Hmm. And he had sent out proposals to every one of my clients, knowing that he could undercut me on all of our charges and essentially try to steal the business. Hmm. And I'll tell you, Jeff, the business was in New York, downtown. I drove into New York that night, got a hotel room, and laid in bed the whole night staring at the ceiling. Hmm. Thinking, this is the end, this guy's going to take my business, et cetera, et cetera. The next morning, I went into the office, the staff had come in, they all had heard through the grapevine that this was happening. I was the only one that didn't know, and got them all in a conference room, and I said, "I don't know what to do except to pray." Mm-hmm. And that was a bold time, spiritually, for me, in front of my staff. Mm-hmm. They knew that I was a Christian, they knew I was a believer, but here was a time to let's see where your faith really is. Mm-hmm. And we prayed. And by the end of that week, the staff had come back to me and said, "We want to pray again, mm-hmm. and we want to thank God for what He did." And this guy came after my business. I didn't lose a single client until 3 years later. Mm-hmm. And God just protected our business mm-hmm. through that. So I think whether the storms involve finances, whether they involve relational issues, mm-hmm. whether it's the economy, whether it's the loss of a loved one, God is there to walk through that storm with you. Mm. And it's been true in my life, and I know you've experienced the same thing.
Mm, what a wonderful way to really, last week we were in Colossians chapter 1, and it says, live a life worthy, and in that case, I see you as modeling Christ and living out your faith And I'm sort of reminded when I hear, and I'm reminded of this passage a lot because I'm so fond of it. Everything relates back to Philippians 4, 6, and 7. But so Philippians 4 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition and with thanksgiving, present your request to the Lord, and the peace of God, which trans all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. When you've experienced the peace of God that transcends all understanding, and my sense is that when you are in that room and you're praying God's presence into the room, the business deal, it's a really crossroad type of day for your business, for your colleagues in the office. You pray God's kingdom into the room. And my sense is you probably ended up experiencing, maybe not then, but eventually experiencing the peace that transcends all understanding. And that gives you the clarity to make good decisions. And it's kind of tying it all the way back to building your house on that rock.
It does. And when the peace comes, Jeff, it's hard to explain, but it feels like you're walking a foot off the ground. Mm. So, you know, you're in the midst of this very difficult time. You've depended on God, you've walked with God, and you've trusted that He would show up when the storm comes. And sure enough, He does. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, people around you look at you and they say, wow, how come you're so happy? Mm-hmm. You know, you're in a tough spot. Mm-hmm. Why are you smiling in that tough spot? Mm-hmm. And it's then that you can respond and say, well, you know, God has been faithful, mm-hmm. and He's being faithful right now.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes in these pressure cooker situations, if you really strengthen your faith and you turn to the Lord during these times, it really is a moment where heaven and earth collide, and you're in the middle of that path. I want to turn to a passage that I've heard many people have a challenge with. If I can find it, I've lost my mark. It's in James. James talks about the storm from a little different perspective, and let me pull the passage up if I can. Here we go, James. Talks about being double-minded here. And so let me hit you up with this. James chapter 1. We've talked about James a lot on this. Count it all joy is the verse, but we're going later into the chapter. James chapter 1, starting at verse 5. If any of you lacks wisdom, he is to ask of God, who gives to everyone generously and without rebuke, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith, without doubting. For the one who doubts is like a billowing surge of the sea that is blown about and tossed by the wind. For such a person ought not to think or expect to receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable and restless in all his ways, in everything he feels or decides.
Well, what's interesting about that passage is it talks about wisdom. Mm. And you and I know, having been through the storms, that wisdom comes in the storms. Mm. It doesn't necessarily come when life is good. Mm. It comes when you go through a tough time. And there's actually a famous quote. It's not a quote of the Bible, but of a quote of a Greek playwright. And this quote is actually very famous because it was one of Robert Kennedy's favorite quotes. Mm. And there was a situation where he was running for president. He was in front of an audience, and he had gotten the word that Martin Luther King was assassinated. Mm. The audience did not know, for the most part. And he gave this quote to the audience, and it's from a Greek playwright named Aeschylus. And this is the quote. He says, even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
Hmm.
And he stood in front of that audience and said, you know, I've known pain. I've known suffering. He obviously lost his brother to an assassination and lost an older brother in a military accident. And so he had been through deep suffering, mm-hmm. and he was able to relate to that audience then. And they loved him for it. And as we know, that same year, he was himself killed.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have our friend Peter Sorensen with us on the program. Peter, for any of our listeners who are going through a storm right now, and I'm thinking of storm, of course, we have the natural that's going on the coast of North Carolina, but I'm talking more of a supernatural storm, a storm that whatever it may be that they're going through, maybe marital issues, maybe there's addiction issues, maybe there's an issue with children, relationship issues. What would you say to any of our listeners who today find themselves in one of those really tough places, really one of the storms of life? What would you say to them as they're listening to the program today?
Well, Jeff, I would say first to seek God. Mm. And so I would say deep prayer. I would ask the people around me to pray for me. Mm. I would seek counsel from the Holy Spirit. I mean, the Bible calls the Holy Spirit our counselor. Mm-hmm. So he's there to give us wisdom. I would seek it from friends. I would ask my friends who are closest to me, what have I done? Should I have done something different? Mm. Did I miss something? Mm. And then I would seek perspective. Mm. Because, you know, Jeff, suffering in America is very different than suffering in the third world. Mm. And so we need to know that we have the right perspective on things.
Mm. I think that's really good advice, particularly the part about, you know, if you have friends who are strong in faith, to be able to, oftentimes in life, you and I have talked about this, how when bad things happen to people, oftentimes you want to hole up, or as our friend Pete Hartwig says, turtle up, you know,
yes.
go into your shell.
Yes.
And oftentimes that's a trap, because the enemy can really work on you when you're isolated, and when you can kind of get yourself to come out of that shell, turn to some friends, ask for some wisdom and guidance from friends, oftentimes the better decisions can be made.
Yes, and it's easy to, you know, want to be proud even in the midst of a storm, mm-hmm. but it's humbling to ask for advice and counsel and say, tell me what you see. Mm-hmm. You know, should I have done something differently here?
Well, and I like to remind our listeners that I'm living proof that when you, if you in any way feel intimidated about prayer, I'm living proof that you don't have to be ultra articulate on your prayers. Oftentimes, the more simple, the better, and really just crying out to God and placing your needs in front of Him. Oftentimes, we need to just I guess it's James who writes, cast your cares to the, no, it's Peter, 1 Peter. Cast your cares on the Lord, because He cares for you watchfully and affectionately. Oftentimes we need to get them off of us, and Jesus has said, you know, hand them over.
Yeah, and it's the simple prayer of Peter as he's trying to walk on the water and beginning to sink. And he says, Lord, save me. Mm-hmm. And the Lord just wants an honest response from an honest, humble heart. Mm. He's not looking for articulate old English. So,
amen. Well, Peter, thank you so much for being on the show today. And I want to say to you and your family and to all of our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you and bring you peace. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We are praying vigilantly for our friends down in the Carolinas, that God would protect them and be with them during this storm. Again, thank you for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. Peter, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
Come restore and make us new.